Welcome back. 94 WIP. I'm Morgan with Reed Hughes. Wednesday, Ross Tucker, thank you very much for joining us, giving us all thing Eagles there, kind of backed us up in calls. We do have the wheel with some prizes left on it, looking for some nicknames because it's T.O.'s birthday.
Yes.
How old is that guy?
He's got to be 45, maybe?
Probably thinks he can still play.
He does think he's still
playing. Yeah, everybody thinks they can still play until they go out and try to play and then get hurt. This is what happens. So we're looking for that. So we have lots of calls.
Oh, my God.
It.
He's 49.
49.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Wow. Well, I mean, I don't know when the speed goes. Some guys keep their speed, but it's a rarity.
It'll be exactly around the age when Trey Turner's contract was up.
Yeah. Man, they got some long contracts. And Judge, I mean, they said he was the Yankees. I know the Giants and the Padres, I guess. Man, the Padres can't land anybody.
Somebody said to me, though, like, not said to me, I read it somewhere, some of the stuff I was reading this morning about Trey Turner, that he would have owed, if he had taken that contract with the Padres, $40 million of it would have gone in taxes because of California.
Yeah, I guess, but you come here, is it really that much
difference? That's what I was wondering.
Here, I guess it's, well, California.
Yeah.
But then everybody would sign in Florida.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, you just go there, you don't pay nothing. Well, you pay half of what you normally get. But San Diego, man,
yeah.
That's, I mean, you look at it, it's supposed to be West Coast.
They were in the playoffs.
West Coast, yeah. I mean, you know, people go to the Dodgers.
It's the uniforms. They're so hideously ugly, no one wants to wear them.
Horrible. Let's go to Sean. You're a 94 WIP. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Al. Good morning, crew. Sorry about before fat fingers moving you off speaker.
Oh, no worries.
Hey, two things. One, the whole thing, and congratulations to Hertz again.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks in a row, 11-1. It just proves that this whole ESPN analytics stuff is just crap. And it's just a ratings grab to try to get some attention to the network. It makes no sense. I'm not afraid of the Cowboys at all, particularly in the playoffs. I think Dak Prescott is one of the most overrated quarterbacks. And look at their coach. He's horrible. And the job they did in the playoffs with the clock management last year, so they don't worry me at all. Now, as far as the Phillies go, I was ecstatic yesterday with Trey Turner. Now I've got two more pitchers.
Yeah,
on the roster. So this is great. Hats off to Dombrowski. He's checked the box with a position player, a starting pitcher, and as Rhea mentioned earlier in the show, took one away from the Mets.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Our rival in the division. So it can't get any better than that. And the Mets, they're putting all their chips in on three old dudes, and there's no way those guys, all three of them, are going to stay healthy for the entire
Verlander
year.
Is what else?
Verlander, yeah, he's. Yeah. And, I don't know, Verlander. That is risky to me, the Verlander thing. But you do get Kate Upton.
I don't think she pitches, Al.
No, she doesn't.
So yeah, I mean, there's nothing not to like. To me, there's little risk in it. The only thing people want, it's funny, the only objection people have to the season is who's going to be the first baseman still being here.
Yep.
They wanted a subtraction there. I don't know. I can live with it, with what they've added.
Let me know when he does it again.
Well, yeah. So, all right. Do you have a nickname there, Sean?
Yeah. Has anyone said Minister of Defense?
No.
No, that's a good one. The Minister of Defense. That was a cool one, especially since he's a minister. Yes. And you get the legendary Keith Jones autograph card.
Al, I have a trivia question for you.
Huh.
Okay, this is according to Jeff Carr, CBS Sports. Who, there's only one player in Eagles offensive history, in Eagles history, who has won NFC Player of the Week in consecutive weeks.
Randall?
No, it's who just won it in consecutive weeks?
Hurts.
Yes, he's the only player. It was a trick question.
Oh, God.
Only player. That's pretty amazing.
That is. That is. And that's why when you look at MVP, and, you know, he's got to be right there.
He's got to be right there.
I mean, you just take him off. Imagine you take him off the roster. What happens? I mean,
that's the epitome of valuable.
Valuable. Yeah. I mean, everything it falls apart. Let's go over to Springfield and talk to Dennis. Good morning, Dennis. Good day, Dennis.
I've been on this lack of respect train for like the last two or three weeks,
mm-hmm.
and there was an instance the other day. where the host had the Eagles number one in his top 10 power ranking. Mm-hmm. And then he had a guest on, and he said to the guest, "What are your feelings about the Eagles?" And the guest's response was, "I'm still not sold on them because of what I saw last year in the playoffs."
Yeah.
He said, "I'm going to have to see them in the playoffs this year to be sold on them." So, in other words, you had a rookie coach, you had a quarterback making his first start, playing the defending Super Bowl champs on the road, and until they erase that, you're not going to be sold on them. Yet you have a Dallas team that the quarterback chokes and has never won a playoff game. So you can make all the
they're making the parameters to fit their agenda.
Exactly right, but and what gets to me is there's never any pushback by the host. Like the other day, there was a guy comparing the Dallas win against the Colts to the Eagles win against the Colts, which is fine. So now what we have to do is compare the Dallas win against Green Bay to the Eagles win against win against Green Bay.
Yeah, they blew a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, which was the first time in the history of their franchise. I believe it was they were 95-0. So you're right. When anybody wants to bring up the Colts game, bring up the Packers game.
Bring up the Green Bay. I mean, it's and ESPN is. I mean, they absolutely love the Cowboys.
They're ratings gold.
They can't. They are so hopeful that they go really far. It's incredible.
Well, a lot of people just don't ever want to be wrong. And with this quarterback, a lot of people here have had to say we're wrong.
Yes.
And I guess there's a lot of people around the country that don't want to say that they're wrong. Because even here, everybody's had to basically say, yeah, I was wrong about him. Look at him.
Yeah.
well, hopefully people come around and admit they're wrong quicker than people finally admitted they were wrong about Wentz.
All right. Do you have a nickname there, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hacksaw Reynolds.
Who?
Hacksaw Reynolds. Played for the Rams. Played a Super Bowl on a broken leg. You never heard of him? Jack Hacksaw Reynolds, linebacker.
I'll believe you for it, but I don't know.
I think that might have been before my time.
Number nine. You did get the... No, yeah. Number nine is gone. So you get the Keith Jones.
He was born in 1947.
Oh, wait a minute. You do get something because there's two of these things. You get the Handed Stone Massage and Facial for a 15-minute massage or facial visit anywhere. There's 60 locations in the area. Go to handedstone.com. If you're not going to use it for yourself, it is a great gift.
Okay, this guy seems like he was a good time. Reynolds' enthusiasm for football was such he would show up at 49ers team breakfast in full pads and eye black. Okay, that might be my new favorite player.
Yeah.
That is hysterical.
I like the name.
Al, you would like this because you had a guy like this, Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah,
he was known for being the only player coaches trusted with the key to the facilities.
Yep, had the key, went in after road trips coming in from the West Coast, went to the gym. And he still owns a team, and I think this is the first year he's not playing. But he put himself on the starting
lineup. He was really good here. I think he was good for the team when he was here.
He was a fun guy. He had a little issues with his money for a little while.
Yeah.
But then he kind of straightened out. And there's now the Vander Kane stories. Like he owns all this money from gambling debts or something.
Yeah.
It's a wild story. It's amazing.
Is he cleaned himself up or?
Well, I don't know. He's out now with a cut wrist.
Okay.
A badly cut wrist.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But yeah, he seems to be having, kind of found a home. That's why when people say, aside from the really horrendous things that get done, when you give a guy a second chance, sometimes they just fit somewhere and it depends what the locker room's like.
Sometimes they grow up.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like eventually you think everybody's going to grow up. Sometimes it takes a little longer than others.
Yes.
But and not just in sports, in anything.
In life.
Yeah. It's like, okay, he's 20.
We're still waiting for you, Al.
You can give up on that. I don't understand this.
Al's been upset about this all morning.
Ava gave me a Christmas gift.
Was it actually from her?
Yes.
Oh. I thought it was somebody sent it to you.
A Bible. Am I supposed to put my hand on this when I make a prediction?
There's no hope at all. By the way, You're going to need a magnifying glass to read it.
Yeah, the type is really little.
It's really tiny.
Yeah, because like I need a Bible.
I like how it's called a gift Bible.
So you give it as a gift. It's a gift Bible.
Are you going to stick it in the drawer next to your bed like they do in hotels?
Yeah, I just might because I'm under the Mendoza line on the commandments. So I'm
wait, I don't think I've ever heard that. Full disclosure, I found that Bible out in the hub, and I took it and decided to gift it to you because the real gift to me will be what happens with that Bible next. Like, is it going to end up in John Johnson's bag tomorrow? Will you gift this? Like, I could just see this going further. Because,
I'm planning on having a holiday thing. I'm going to read it to the dogs.
Says the guy. This is a bunch of books combined into a book. Yeah, he was giving a it's got all these giving a review of it earlier.
All these authors will be with Glenn tonight. The Conshohocken Brewing Company. You can meet Peter and Paul and Job and Ray Dittinger.
Don't forget Luke.
And Luke, I'll be there tonight.
Luke would be very upset to be left out.
I'll be there with Ray. And they'll be on his next play.
I sure Rick has read it.
You know, Lazarus and Me.
He actually knows most of those writers personally.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Let's go to Charlie at Orland. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Right. I love the Dombrowski pickups.
Yep.
Shortstop pitchers. I would love for him to sign a Michael Brantley.
Well, I mean, they've done so much here, so I don't know that what you can ask any more to do.
Well,
here.
Well, you just keep asking until they say no. right, Charlie?
He's a 298 lifetime hitter. He can play the outfield, which can free up Castellanos or Schwarber to DH until Harper comes back. And you know, he's a guy on the bench when Harper comes back.
Yeah, well, there's no stopping this guy if he thinks he's going to,
The Astros are looking at him.
Yeah, I don't know what the ultimate ceiling is here. You're going to leave some room. They're going to have to leave some room for what they want to do during the season, see what's gone on. But you got to love it, Charlie. I mean, it's a great selling point for this year, too. I mean, there's another new energy coming in. No team's the same coming out. And, they've got a guy now, making up for half a year. It's amazing to have to make up for another half a year without Harper.
And thank God Judge signed with the Yankees. We don't have to worry about him in the National League.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a
great thing.
Yeah. So do you have a nickname you like, Charlie?
How about the Yogi Berra?
Yogi.
Yogi a nickname?
I guess technically it was Larry is his first name. I don't know why it would be named. That's interesting.
Yeah, you're right. Lawrence Peter Yogi Berra.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the Yogi for?
Keith Jones autographed card. I don't know why it was. I know his granddaughter really well. She's a pretty good hockey player.
She used to call us, didn't she?
Yeah, she's a really good hockey player. And she was a writer at ESPN, the magazine or whatever. And now there's that Yogi Berra Museum up in Montclair, I think is the name of it. Yogi. Well, I don't know why he was named Yogi.
I'm looking to...
Yogi Bear? I don't know.
He received the nickname from his friend Jack McGuire, who, after seeing a newsreel about India, said he resembled a yogi from India.
Oh, you mean one of the holy people? The yogis?
You are on a roll this morning with the holy people in the Bible.
No.
Know a lot more about it than I thought.
I guess it's like...
Yes, that's what it says.
Yeah, one of those...
I did know that he grew up on the same street as Jack Buck, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, we're going to get to Joe, Jason, Tracy, Rick, Bob, everybody else on the other side. Time of 94 WIP is 9:16.
If you think there's a better snack out there than Tasty Cake, you are simply miscaking. A day-old piece of sheet cake from a coworker's birthday, miscake. Your child's half-eaten syrup-soaked waffle, that is a common miscake. Or, worst of all, you resort to baking. If it's not Tasty Cake, it is a miscake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet cake or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty Cake.
Alrighty, we're back. Elmore Gainer, Rhea Hughes, winding up the morning show. We got more information.
I just kind of raised my hand to Al. So it was popping around. I checked on Bleeding Green Nation, and they were talking about OBJ. You know, Odell Beckham Jr., visiting teens, Buffalo Bills, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys. Thought he was going to sign with Dallas.
They didn't like his results of his medical?
No, they said that he probably wouldn't be ready till the playoffs or next year. So apparently Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio said this on Wednesday morning. So said this just a little while ago. Last year when the OBJ free agency sputtered, we said watch the Rams. As this year's OBJ's free agency sputters, I'll say this. Watch the Eagles.
Oh. There
Would you
go.
Want him?
No.
No, me either. I love Joe Wechter's face. He's like, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there comes a point. You just don't start piling up. I mean,
yeah.
What's the point there?
Yeah.
Is there a point there? I mean, you got a guy, to me, there's so many... I mean, isn't he a guy who's going to want the ball at the
yeah.
I mean, and you have so many guys here that it doesn't. I mean,
I don't see it.
I would. It's. I think the Eagles' chances would be better if he went to.
I told you earlier, I want him to go to Dallas.
Than here, it would be better.
Blow up that locker room. And
really, I don't. No
that
way.
That was the last thing I expected to see today.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I think Howie's in that point now where even. No matter whose name's out there, they're going to put the Eagles in the mix. It's like being the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's like whoever's out there, it doesn't matter. Whoever's out there is like, oh, yeah, the Eagles will find a way.
That's happening with the Phillies now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, they'll be in play. They're in play, which is, you know, or you want to come here and, you know, take a. I wonder if there'll be a Philadelphia discount in play for, you know, come in, you get a chance at the ring and play here. How weird is that for a city that everybody said people want to bail out exits?
I don't think Sue and Linville took a lot of money, but
no,
if I
but that was
correctly,
a, yeah.
But they've also made,
yeah.
Especially Sue has made tons of money.
You can come in.
He keeps tweeting out how happy he's here.
Yeah, everybody seems to be thrilled here. Let's go to East Norton and talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening?
I told y'all last week on my birthday was going to be a blowout. Remember that?
That's right.
You did.
Yep.
There you go.
I was happy about that game, you know. But I've been watching the Cowboys and losing the Cowboys. You know, I'm laughing about that, too. You know, they look like a bunch of idiots when they took them to the game. And, you know, all the Cowboys fans started screaming out for him when really he's not going there. You know, I don't want to see the guy. You know, OBJ, he would do damage to us if he, you know, if we was to see him, you know, with you know when we play the Cowboys. You know, I would love him. I'll be honest with you. To be with us, be a decoy, you know, put him out there, you know.
I don't know if he's going to be, him. I mean, I don't know about that. Are you going to buy into that?
You know, he's hurt, so, you know, you're not going to put the guy out there to
play. It's been less than a year, correct? He blew out his ACL in February in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah,
and that takes a good year, at least a good year to, you know, to cure, but... You know, it would be great for us to have him. You know, we have another big name like him, and, you know, he makes a big play. You know, this guy, he can ball. You know, if he's healthy, he can ball.
If he's healthy,
But, yeah, I mean, I tell you right now, I'm not worried about the Cowboys. John's going to be another blowout. Might be a 50 points to be put up on them this week. I'm not. Y'all gonna remember my name because I was right about the Super Bowl when the Eagles, everybody said, oh, Nick Foles ain't going to win nothing, and I was right that year.
All right, what do you got for the Giants?
I got a good. I see the Giants getting blown out by at least. They probably scored maybe 10 points, you know, just like the Titans. We'll pull up like 54 points.
54?
Yes.
54 to 10. I like it. All right. Do you have a nickname, player for the nickname? We'll get your prize here on the prize wheel.
Mitchell. What's his name? FedEx? His name was
FedEx. Oh, absolutely.
FedEx.
That was cool.
Like
that
to
was
thank a, my hands.
That was a great thing. You get another Keith Jones autographed card. I don't know what team.
Autographs them. That's nice.
FedEx. That was a great one. There's a guy with Canadians now. I forget his. He's got a very strange spelling to his last name. I don't even know. His nickname's Wi-Fi.
Oh, because it's kind of similar?
It looks like a password that they give you when you,
gotcha.
Go to sign up.
It's very clever.
And they say, have you ever used one of those?
What, the...
The automatically generated password?
Oh, well,
password?
Yeah, you have to sometimes to get the other one. You know,
I forget that all the time. You scroll down because that first one's like, God knows.
Well, kids love to give like crazy passwords.
Yeah.
So I had to reset something the other day, and it gives me this password, and I go, Yeah, no, that's not your password. I just gave him something simple.
My worst nightmare happened when I set up my mother for a password with Comcast, and I was in a terrible mood because she kept forgetting these things. I can't even say what it was. A horrible thing. I was like, it was a funny thing with me and my cousin who were working on it, and then I got, and the last word was you, basically. So my mother calls and goes, can you get my password? I'm like, why? Well, the guy from Comcast is here and he needs it.
Did you make her at least put him on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, Al. Was he laughing?
Yeah. it was not good. Let's go see. Oh, we've got Tracy. He's on hold there, Jason, correct? Let's go to Tracy down in Atlanta. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm still recovering. I swear all last week I was falling asleep early, waking up late. I was still tired from that trip. But I wanted to first just thank you all again for that wonderful experience.
Oh, no worries.
Tracy won tickets to the Sunday night game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, certainly nobody get an experience from me like that. So yeah. It's going to be the football game. Go ahead, Tracy.
And then this weekend, I see this box comes, and I'm like, what? Did I order something? I'm thinking my son must have ordered something. And I started opening it. I'm like, oh, it's my helmet. It's the black helmet.
Nice.
I was thrilled. But anyway, first I wanted to say, when I saw the ticker running across the screen and I saw that the Titans fired the team, I thought it was the funniest.
Oh, it was a direct correlation. It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was almost embarrassing what they did. Yeah. Like really, I would be so mad.
If you were the GM. Yeah. I mean, it was clear what they.
Yeah. AJ beat him so bad, he said, "You got to get out of here."
Yeah.
Fired.
That's what happened.
And then my quarterback, back to back.
Yeah.
Player of the week.
That's pretty amazing.
Still some haters out there. I don't know what they're hanging on to now, but whatever with them. Our Phillies GM is not going to be outdone by Howie, because every time I look around, I'm like, wow, look what we're doing. Him and his assistant, Bryce, are just bringing players from all over the place. And let me just say about these West Coast teams, like the Padres, I'm kind of not that surprised. I'm sure it's a beautiful place to live. I probably would love living out there. But their fan base must be, this is nothing like ours, because I remember in the playoffs, if I could have gotten a cheap flight out there, it would have been cheaper to go to a playoff game.
Yeah.
I think I was seeing tickets for like $30.
No. Yeah, I mean, I think that played into it. I mean, San Diego can't land anybody.
No.
And aren't the meetings there?
They got Machado.
Yeah, the meetings are there. Yeah. they can't land anybody.
And did they trade for Soto?
Yeah, they got, and he'll end up leaving.
Yeah, of course he will.
He'll end up leaving. All right, do you have a nickname for anybody, Tracy?
Did anybody say Kenny the Jet?
Kenny the Jet? No, nobody said. Go ahead, take a spin on the prize wheel, and there's still lots of stuff left on it. Lots of Christmas gifts that you can still get, and you can give somebody a Keith Jones autographed card.
But they're not like new nicknames,
you can put Cole,
because everybody's going for the older ones.
Yeah, well, new ones, there aren't as many anymore as there used to be.
Yeah,
but there are still some good ones. It's usually just nicknames off your last name.
Yeah.
That's the old hockey thing. Everybody's got E. Oh, yeah. Jonesy, Coatsy.
I was Husey growing up. It was also what they would always call you by your last name.
Yeah, your last name would get get you the nickname, and then if somebody would come in, you'd have to like arrange for something else. When you have two guys with the same nickname, we could not. Sully only works. When you get nine Sullivans, you only need one Sully. Sully doesn't work.
There usually are a lot of Sullivans.
Yeah, most popular name back home.
Yep.
Let's go to Joe, the captain of the Dirty 30. Jason, good morning, Jason.
Good morning, morning.
What's happening, Jason?
Well, first,
Jason?
I would like to say that it was a surprise to hear Bree on the Midday show yesterday.
Oh, yeah, hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
Well, I'm joining their morning show, so we thought I'd hang out for a little bit with them.
That's great. And I can understand why no one's giving the Eagles the props. You know what I mean? We are a great team. We're a team of destiny.
Jason, we're having a trouble. I'm gonna have to drop you off, Jason, because we're having a lot of trouble with your line, whatever's going on in the background there. Well, they're a team of destiny. I just think they're
maybe
a really good
team. Maybe
you
become a team of destiny once you secure home field advantage.
Please believe it.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, even that. I mean, you're just a good team.
Yeah.
That's just what it amounts to. Is it's just a very good team. Not like pulling out rabbit out of a hat here or anything. No miracles.
No.
It's just a solid team. Let's go to West Philly and go to Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, Rick. What do you got?
Hey, man. Let me ask you a question. Does Jerry Jones own ESPN? Because you can't be for real.
No.
We beat them. We got a better record. What? How do they even put us in front of us?
There's no explanation. You can do all the
mental
math, so to speak, that you want. It's like it just doesn't figure. It doesn't.
Okay, so you know what? I was really worried about that game. I thought maybe we lose is okay. Now I don't want to lose that game. I want to beat the hell out of them again.
You may have to.
I'm sure, because, you know, we might be close by that time, and we need to get the home field advantage.
Yeah, I am curious when they get out. We'll see who's in what position. If you really need to win, who'd be a favorite in the game? Everybody seems to think it'd be Dow. But if the Eagles continue to run it up, man, it's going to be.
I think we'd be all right, though. I really do.
Yeah, well, I do, too, and I don't understand what equation you can possibly use here that puts.
Ratings.
If this was. It's not college football, but if you did, there's no way. That the
best point you made, Al, was that if the roles were reversed,
yeah,
and Dallas had done a thorough domination of the Titans, and the Eagles had beat up on a fourth quarter, then there would be no way
none.
It would be flipped.
Zero. Yeah. Zero. And that's just it's the Dallas effect. All right, do you have a nickname there, Rick?
Oh yeah, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
White Shoes.
Love
there you
that
go.
One.
Another old school one. Absolutely, take a spin on the prize wheel, and you get number 11. You get a pair of tickets to watch the fireworks New Year's Eve on the Battleship, New Jersey. That is, of course, on New Year's Eve. For more information, just visit battleshipnewjersey.org.
Really?
Absolutely. Going to put you on hold to get your tickets.
He was born around here, Billy White Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Chichester.
Yeah.
Like born in Marcus Hook. So.
Yeah. A local guy.
There you go.
Lots of local guys.
Went to Widener. Isn't that where your daughter went?
No, she was at
Westchester.
Field hockey at Westchester. And the kid from Westchester helped beat the Phillies this year, right? Was he from Westchester?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Westchester.
Oh, that catch.
Yeah. All right, time 94 WIP is 9:36, and it's time to tell you that football season, you know, it's underway, and it is a blast. So now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, and that is in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign in with the promo code AL. Hey, look, it's really, really easy to use. You have a phone, tablet, computer, this, that, whatever it is, 1, 2, 3, you're in and you're having a really good time. And when you get your winnings, you get them really quickly, and it makes everything that much more fun. And then all on a safe, secure app. It's super easy to use. You're going to love it. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up today with the promo code AL for your no sweat first bet. That's promo code AL. Alrighty, welcome back to Morning Show. I'm Morgan Rhea Hughes on Wednesday. That means at around 9:45, James Seltzer comes in.
And he's a happy man.
I am a happy man.
What the Phillies have done. So do you like the pitching moves?
Yeah. So, like, obviously we all wanted, you know, Carlos Rodon, one of those top-end starters. And
I'm okay with being greedy. It's
all right. That's what I'm saying, right? And, look, I do think that there was a real argument to be made that it was worth just going all in right now. But, look, they've spent $387 million in the last 2 days. I can't complain too much. Obviously, the Turner signing, he was the top guy on the market as far as I was concerned. He was the top guy I wanted. Perfect fit for this team. And the pitching signings, look, if I wasn't going to get Rodon, if I was going to get one of these, you know, 3-4 type guys on the market, Taiwan Walker is the one I like the most.
What has happened to him in the second halves? Like all-star in 2022.
Sure.
12-5, but it's It seems that, and he's had two Tommy Johns?
No, one was a Tommy John. One, I think, was just an ulnar.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And so he's been pretty healthy the last two years, 3 years, 2020 through now. He's been good, which is nice to see. And he's had a few like minor injuries along the way, so he doesn't get up to that like 200-plus innings, you know, standard or whatever. But it's similar to Wheeler before he came here. Not quite as talented as Zach Wheeler, but Wheeler had the whole, you know, first half, second half thing.
Oh,
the
right.
injuries
yep.
prior hadn't reached his potential. Now, Wheeler was more talented, I think, than Walker. But this guy's talented. I mean, he's a former first-round pick, a former top prospect, someone who's always had the stuff and the talent. It's just kind of staying healthy and putting it all together. So I think the Phillies are betting on their ability to lengthen him out, to get him to be able to make it through a full season and be more effective throughout the season.
So what do you think the average attendance will be next year?
Better be high, Al. I think it's why I wanted Middleton to be so aggressive coming into this offseason is they had a real moment to grab. Yeah. There was a seize the moment element to this offseason where we just saw for the first time in 11 years Citizens Bank Park be a special, special place to be. And it was awesome for all of us, much less for the team and stuff. So I do think that Middleton felt that, saw that, and is trying to grab the moment. And, you know, props, he should. And I do think people will show up.
How about Strom? What about him?
So he's an interesting signing. I think, first and foremost, the sticker shock with all these contracts.
It's not really a lot of sticker shock with him, though, right?
Two years, 15 million. I mean, still just in general, what we're, you know, okay. And it's not a bad, I mean, it's a fair price for a reliever, but just
it's the going price.
He's a guy that a lot of people don't know. So you see Matt Strom, and he's a 31-year-old left. Lefty reliever whose numbers, when you look at them, are okay if you don't separate the relieving from the starting and all that type of stuff. He's become a full-time reliever. He's a former starter, tried to make it as a starter, was kind of a hybrid guy for a bit. And since becoming a full-time reliever last year, has been great in the role and has looked really good as a reliever. So I think there's a lot of upside with him. I mean, look, if you're essentially replacing Brad Hamm with Matt Strom, I mean, that's a win.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, though.
It's a lot of money, though.
They took away the situational reliever because of the new rules. I don't know how if you're that valuable because you have to stay.
Well, he's not just situational. He's better than that. Yeah. Like, he can face righties and stuff, too. But I think that... Look, I think when you look at Strom and the addition here, they still need to add more to the bullpen. And I understand being a little like Dombrowski, if you want to look at all the moves he's made, the consistently worst moves he's made have been the bullpen guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
mean,
well,
seriously,
that's a crapshoot.
Familian, exactly. It is. I do think this guy's a better signing than the hand Familia type of signings from last year. I think he's got more in the tank, more in front of him. So I think there's a lot of upside to it. I like the signing. I'm not saying it's my favorite move ever, but I like the Strom side.
I like the fact that people want to come to this city now.
Me too.
It's remarkable.
Especially all the stories. It's like, you know, we think here in Philly, we're like, oh, how could you watch that on TV? How could you feel that and not, if you're a competitor, not want to come be a part of that? But then to actually see people saying that and to see, you know, it in the articles where they're saying, you know, they're meeting with free agents. The free agents are like, I felt it through the TV. Yeah. I want to be part of that. Like, it's cool to hear that what we felt
people
was
like
translated.
Us, James. They really like us.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
For the first time ever.
It's very weird.
Well, have you ever seen a free agent be a bigger magnet than Harper?
No. No, I honestly haven't. It's unbelievable.
I'm trying to think. Like, there have been free agent signs in Philadelphia, obviously.
Sure.
But to have the waves afterward because of him.
Point.
That's a magnet
think about everything he says happens. He's like, JT, my favorite player. They get him. They re-sign him. Trey Turner,
he's
my favorite player.
He's got a lot of favorite players.
Yeah, but you know what? You know,
could he get some favorite pitchers?
I know, right? Yeah, it's a good point. But I do. It's a great point, Al, and it's certainly not a coincidence. And I do think he is Bryce Harper. Like, it did matter. It was such a big deal. No matter what happens after, that signing itself was the first time a true superstar. I mean, we've had Tomies and we've had something, but like the biggest player in a sport or one of the two or three biggest ever chose to come here in our lives. Like, that's the first time it happened. So I think when he came here, it was such a change to that kind of culture.
He came here to a place that had buried him every time he came and showed up. That's what I've always liked about Bryce Harper. We got on him viciously. Mm-hmm. And he still picked up.
But he liked the fact there were people there. I think he was truly disappointed in what's happened because of the crowds that dwindled.
Yep.
And now I'm praying they're back.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just praying they're back.
They better be. I mean, that was special. Like, that was such a special thing that we
had. It's the loudest I had ever heard.
Me too. Yeah, in my life, by far. I mean, I don't even, it's not comparable to anything. Like, that was, I hope everyone realizes how special that was. And how, if you're there the full time, like, it used to be that way. What was it, 5 years of sellouts or whatever?
Sellouts. And I was worried that people actually didn't want them to make the playoffs last year.
That's insane.
I'm like, man, that difference it made, that just made... All of this, none of this is possible without that.
Totally. It's franchise changing. It was.
You know what? And it not only, you literally beat the Padres then and after because of this.
It's a great point. You're right.
Absolutely.
The Padres keep losing out on everybody. And I said to Al, it's got to be the uniforms. It's just the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I think it's that dance that was on the internet. Oh. They're like, I can't be a part of that.
Terrible.
I was like, nope, done. Sorry, that song.
Crazy thing just came out. It was, put on Bleeding Green Nation.
Yeah.
But Mike Florio apparently said on his podcast this morning with regards to Odell Beckham Jr., apparently the Cowboys said he's still injured or whatever. Watch the Eagles. I love the laughter.
I just, you know.
That's a no for me.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Look, he helped the Rams win the World the Super
There's
Bowl
no
last
doubt.
Year. There's
no
way
doubt.
Around it.
No.
Would I be upset if they... I wouldn't be, like, upset. It's fine, I guess. I don't think he fills a particular need, obviously, for this team. No. The way I read this is more is, like, it's always the Eagles. The Eagles are always the team to get people to sign, to get people to... But the Eagles are in! The Eagles are in! This feels like that to me. I would be really surprised if they brought a guy like OBJ into this culture, this chemistry, what they got going. Like, it just feels unnecessary.
Yeah. The headline at this point would only be Eagles are not interested.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Otherwise, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll fit them in.
Yeah.
Somehow we'll fit them in. We'll get it done. But I wouldn't.
No.
Plus the health. I mean, if the Cowboys, I mean, you know what he's like. He wants every shiny toy. I mean, for
him at the Mavericks game. It was embarrassing.
I mean, to have him admit a medical he wouldn't talk. He was Jerry would just was speechless about it. I mean, he's never spoken. So obviously it's horrible. So I would just stay away. All right, what have you got coming up? Do you have any idea, or is it going to be a surprise?
Wait, tune in at 10 o'clock to find out.
Will
we talk Eagles? I don't know.
All right.
Dose of Sixers.
Yeah, we're going to talk Philly.
All right.
And some Eagles.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, James. Right. Speaking of things that we have to promote, Al, we are having a guest on tomorrow at 9 a.m. Kind of a big deal.
Okay.
You used to work with him at two different places.
Okay.
Mikey Miss.
Oh, he wrote a dog book.
Yes, that's what he's known for. Al's writing a dog book. Mike Missinelli will be a guest of the WIP Morning Show. You know, we have these throwback Thursdays every once in a while, because I'm not sure if you've heard Angela's retiring.
Oh, yeah?
And,
still?
Still retiring. And so we're going to have Mikey Miss on.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Something will come out of that, I'm sure.
It always does.
I'm not here
but,
tomorrow.
He did write a dog book.
He did.
Yes.
I saw the picture of it with his, I forget the name of the dog, but
stuck with you.
Yeah, I don't know, but he wrote a dog book, and I can't miss a dog book. You have to read it. I'm thinking maybe the dog wrote it about him. Shima and me? No, that was the other one.
The Adventures of Shima the Shiba. I love that.
Let's check in with Bob about the Eagles. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, Bob? We figured we'd end optimistic here.
Yeah, well, I do not want no parts of OBJ.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd rather have a healthy Dallas Goedert who can do so much more for this offense than what OBJ could do. I mean, Goedert opens up
Well,
so
you would
much
have both.
More. Yeah, no, I understand that. But what happens is, though, I like the chemistry with all your three receivers. I like what Quest brings to the team. I like what Devontae Smith brings to the team. And, of course, I love what A.J. Brown brings to the team. So I do not want this, what I think would be a derisive, you know, divisive entity on the way we're moving along right now.
Yeah, well, and, I don't think you have to worry about it. I think this is just a attention grab thing.
And what does Goedert do back, by the way? Do we know? Do we have a time frame?
Goedert,
he's got to miss at least two more games, I believe. I think it's a four-game thing.
So it'll be enough time to get primed for the playoffs, I would think.
No. Yeah, I am so excited for him to get back into this offense because we are really, really hitting all cylinders. And I actually like our backfield, too. I like the makeup of the way that we're using our backs.
Yep.
I mean, as long as you don't give these guys, Deion Sanders, you know, more than, you know, 5 or 6 carries, this is flowing so great.
All right, Bob, you have a nickname.
Floyd Money Mayweather?
Oh, my, my boy. Sure, absolutely. That's an easy one. You get the final spin of the day on the prize wheel, and you got the pair of passes for the Founding Footsteps Holiday Light Trolley Tour. Go to foundingfootsteps.com to purchase your tickets. You go around, you see all the Christmas decorations.
They are
There's
gorgeous.
Music on the trolley. It's just a terrific thing. I'll put you on hold for that. All right, it's time to do a wrap.
Yes, it is time to do a wrap. And Al, earlier today, I gifted you a Bible I found out.
Yeah, I got a Bible.
And so, you know, this is we do a line of the day. It's sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. And then after the Bible came all of this discussion.
Plan on having a holiday thing. I'm going to read it to the dogs.
Says the guy, this is a bunch of books combined into a book.
All these authors will be with Glenn tonight. The Conshohocken Brewing Company. You can meet Peter and Paul and Job and Ray Dittinger.
Don't forget Luke.
And Luke can all be there.
That's not right, Al.
It's
really wrong.
Fantastic. I loved every second of it. Don't forget Luke. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Over 85 vehicles available during Armin Chevrolet's Red Tag year-end event. Visit ArminChevy.com. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. Closer than you think. Will there be more red or green under your tree for the Phillies and Eagles? 60% say green.
That's pretty good.
Oh, nice. All right, I want to thank Ava Graham, and of course, I want to thank Joseph A. Wechter Jr. I won't be with you tomorrow. Mikey Miss will be here. Time of 94 WIP, 9:55.